Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
I love Senior Sunday. I talk about how Senior Sunday and Confirmation Sunday are two of my favorite Sundays, but also two of the craziest Sundays. Both of them deal so much with different seasons of life, right? Leaving a season of life and introducing a new season of life. On the blue paper, on the bulletin, it says that this is a time of reflection. And I love that word because the book that we actually gave the seniors this year is called How to Worship a King by Zach Neese. One of the things he talks about is the old tabernacle and the different parts of the old tabernacle and the different parts of worship. And one of them is a brazen laver. It's made out of the mirrors, of the bronze mirrors of the women. And so after you've gone to the altar table, you go to this laver and you wash the altar or the sacrifice off. But you see your reflection in the water and off the laver. But the purpose of that is not to see yourself, is not to see the self-gratification of what that is, but to see the image of God that you are made in, right? And so as you graduate, as you check off one more thing that you have to do before you can head to college and leave, I want you to take a few minutes, whether it's right now, whether it's at the end of the sermon, or whether it's sometime this week, to take some time to reflect on your years in high school. Take some time to reflect on the ways that God has moved. One of the easiest ways to miss God moving is to close your eyes and not listen, or to keep talking, right? It's hard to carry a conversation with somebody if it's one-sided. Some people love conversations like that, and some people hate conversations like that, but that's not a real conversation. So take some time to reflect on the ways that you've seen God move, whether that's in your own life, whether that's in your friend's life or in your family's life. I just pray that you take some time to be intentional about recognizing what the Lord has done in your life. So if all the seniors want to come down, high school seniors, college seniors, whoever's in the room, and then Andy's going to pray for us.
Joel, did you want family to come?
Yes, family too, please.
Family, and that can be immediate or all of you. You're all welcome. And y'all, we're going to just, family, if y'all just kind of lay your hands on them. And then congregation, you're welcome to come and do that as well. Or just kind of aim your hands at these guys as we pray for them. You guys, I do remember when y'all used to be about that big. It's the only time in my life I was ever taller than y'all was then. So anyway. Lord Jesus, these are your beautiful, precious children. God, we thank you for who they are. God, we thank you for all they've accomplished. God, we thank you for how you've gotten them to this place. And we don't take any of that for granted. We have sensed and known your hand upon their life. Lord, the good and awesome work you began a long time ago in them. God, bring that work to completion. Lord, not just today. This is so awesome, crossing this finish line called graduation. But it's just a brand new race. A race that we run the rest of our lives. Not by ourselves, God, but with you. And with those that you place alongside of us. Lord, that's what's changing a little bit. People are moving off. Homes are going to feel different. And families are going to look different. But Lord, you're going to still be working. You're still going to be God. And so I pray for every one of these seniors, Lord Jesus, that somehow or another they'll get you in the middle of their vision. And God, that you will direct their paths. They won't lean on their own understanding. God, they will trust in you. They will lean not on their own resources, but they will look to you to be the power, to be the encouragement, to be the hope that keeps them moving in the direction that they need to go in their lives. God, we are thankful today for the gift, not just that you have given to them. God, they have been gifts to us in this church. And so, Lord, we just thank you. Gifts to their family. And so they are beautiful. They are wonderful. God, they reflect your light and your love into all of us. We are thankful for that. So, Lord, again, finish what you started in these kids. These are your sons, your daughters. They belong to their mamas and daddies, but God, they belong to you. So, Lord, do great and mighty things in their lives, in the days to come, the decades to come, the life to come. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. We love y'all. I'm supposed to lead us in the Lord's Prayer, aren't I? Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Help them in the midst of this hurt. And God, grief is real. And your promise is real, that blessed are those that grieve, those that cry, those that mourn. They will be comforted. So we don't even know how that happens, but we want to be a part of that solution for them. We want you to come, Lord, and right now, Holy Spirit, just touch them and love them. And let them know not just they're loved by you, but they are loved by us. So Lord Jesus, take care of this, your daughter. Take care of all her family. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.